Continuing the japa meditation walkthrough, now the detailed meditation on the beautiful transcendental form of Srimati Radharani, taken from Rupa Chintamani, written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The divine bodily complexion of Radharani is so brilliant and golden in color that it puts to shame the luster of fresh streaks of lightning. Radha is a Kishori, a Navakishori, a newly blossomed young village girl. Now, my dear mind, I want you to focus your attention on that radiance which is emanating from the blue cloth surrounding Radhika's head. Concentrate and meditate on Radhika's attractively sweet, gentle smile. Now, visualize Radha's fine, naturally wavy black hair tied up in a beautiful braid hanging down her back. Picture Radha's intricately jeweled crown, Manimukut. Envision Vrishabhanu Nandini's dazzling forehead ornament shaped like a golden leaf. Dwell upon the small curls of hair bordering Srimati's face, and imagine the exquisite tilak design, Kamayantra, drawn on Kishori's forehead. Fix your attention on Vrindavan Velasini's curving, expressive eyebrows. Ponder the gleam of Ishwari's eyes, outlined with dark black cosmetics, and remember Radhika's ears, beautified with the most charming earrings. Remember Shyamapriya's extraordinary ear ornament that wraps around the back of her ear. Remember the two Makari, female dolphins, painted on Radhika's smooth cheeks. Remember Bhanu Nandini's nose, decorated with a pearl ornament hanging in the front of her nose. Remember Chandramukhi Radha's saffron reddish lips, and remember the bright luster of Radha's perfectly formed, brilliantly white teeth. Remember Radhika's graceful chin, painted with black dots of musk. Remember Sri Radha's beautiful neck, marked with three lines like a conch. Remember Kishori's many jeweled necklaces hanging down in successive loops. Remember Srimati's gently sloping shoulders. Remember Krishna Kanta's arms embellished with different kinds of armlets. Remember Radha's soft elbows, jeweled studded bracelets, lotus hands, and pinkish palms. Remember Rasavilasini's soft fingers, decorated with jeweled rings, bearing her own names. Remember Kundeshwari's hands, graced by the splendorous beauty of her fingernails. Remember Hari Priya's breasts, covered by her pinkish, jeweled, embroidered bodice. Remember Krishna Priya's favorite locket, bearing Krishna's picture. Remember the series of fine, lovely hairs on Radha's banyan leaf-shaped belly. Remember Gaurangi's lotus navel and slim waist, endowed with three folds of skin. Remember her multi-hued blue silk sari, which crosses diagonally over her lower cloth. Remember Radha's two thighs, knees, calves, and ankles. Now dwell upon Priyaji's ankle bells, which sound exactly like the gentle warbling of swans. Contemplate Radha's toe rings, which are the birthplace of astonishingly beautiful sounds as Radha walks. Visualize Ishwari's toes and toenails. Oh, listen to me, my dear mind. Please meditate upon the marks on the soles of Sri Radhika's left foot. Remember the barley corn at the base of her big toe, chakra below that, umbrella below that, and bangle below that. Remember the slightly curving upward line, which extends from the middle of her foot sole to the joint between her big toe and middle toe. Remember the eight-petaled lotus flower situated below her middle toe. Remember the flag below the lotus. And remember the flower below the flag and the creeper below the flower. Remember the elephant goad below the small toe. And remember the Ardha Chandra on her heel. Situated on the heel of Radha's right foot is a fish. Now we're meditating on the right foot. Situated on the heel of Radha's right foot is a fish. Think about the mountain below Radha's middle toe. Remember the Rath chariot under the mountain. Remember the Shakti missile on the inside of the chariot. Remember the club on the outer side of the chariot. Remember the conch shell under her big toe, the symbol found under her big toe. Remember the altar below her small toe and the earring below that altar. Contemplate the reddish tint of the soles of Radha's lotus feet, which extends up to her heels. Picture the toe rings on Radha's reddish toes. Envision Radhika's reddish toenails and imagine her ankle bells. Ponder the soft, supple beauty of Radha's ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Then remember Radha's beautiful, belly and hips. Remember the opulent blue cloth that she wraps her body in, interwoven with fine, precious threads, gold jari. Remember the jeweled ornament encircling her waist. Remember Madhava Priya's navel and the creeper-like series of fine hairs spreading across Radha's leafed, banyan-leafed shaped belly. Remember Radha's plump breasts covered by her embroidered and jeweled pink botas. Remember Radha's neck endowed with three lines from which hang necklaces of gold and jewels. Remember Sri Radha's softly sloping shoulders and arms decorated with armlets. Remember Radha's charming, lovely elbows. Remember her wrists encircled with bracelets and bangles made of the best gemstones. Remember Kanupriya's reddish lotus hands and feet and soft, slender fingers. Remember her jeweled rings and finger rings, which looked like many full moons. Remember Radhika's chin, decorated with little dots of musk. Remember her lotus face. Her upper and lower lips, Radha's two cheeks, which are painted with designs and different colored mineral powders. Remember Radha's beautiful ears that have unique earrings with a chain and a pin circling around the back. Remember Radha's nose decorated with a pearl inlaid with jewels. Remember Rasheshwari's wide lotus eyes outlined with lovely deep black kajal. Remember Radha's long, broadly curved eyebrows. Remember Radha's forehead decorated with precise tilak and a golden leaf-shaped forehead ornament. Remember Radha's charming wavy hair swinging to and fro. Visualize the red vermilion in Kishori's hair part. Picture Radha's crown made of variegated gemstones. Contemplate Shameshwari's astonishing braid with interwoven clusters of exotic flowers. Radha's hair braid looks like the Triveni. Fix your attention on the brilliant golden border of cloth around the far, covering the forward section of Radha's hair. Now finally, my dear mind, as in the beginning, just meditate deeply with the fullest absolute concentration on Srimati Radharani's attractively sweet, gentle smile. These descriptions of Radha Madhav's Rupa Chintamani, the transcendental desire-fulfilling touchstone of meditation on their beautiful divine forms. That intelligent, steady, and determined person who reads this composition or hears this audio description of the full body meditation of Govinda and the full body meditation of Radha, anyone who hears this audio 2, 3, or 4 times, and while hearing this audio meditation, walkthrough meditation, if he firmly applies and absorbs his mind in it, then he will attain the direct darshan of Radha Govinda without any delay whatsoever. This is the boon of Vishwanath. How powerful is the description of Radha and Krishna's beautiful transcendental forms. So purifying, so attractive, so sweet and absorbing. The perfect object for our concentration and absorption during our japa meditation and chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.